brother?
What's going on, brother? Good to see you.
You too. How you feeling?
Feeling great. Blessed and happy to be here, man.
How you feel starting the podcast?
I feel great, man. I'm glad we finally getting off the ground, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. The name of the podcast that we're doing is The Right Read. I'm Miles Reed.
I'm Davon Reed.
It's a play on words for the term right read. Is anything that is viewed in the right way from left to right or the right to left?
Ultimately, it's just a combination of the Reed boys and what it is that we like, fashion, music, pop culture as a whole. So I'm excited that we finally getting a chance to be here, talk about a lot of things and, you know, give people an idea of where our different preferences come from and why is it that we feel that way.
Speaking of style, you want to tell them what you got on?
Start from top to bottom. Today I got on a nice little sweater from Kith, collab with Joker. You can see it has some very nice details on the pockets, the J, Joker card, drawing print on the back. For the pants, kept it simple, went with some skinny chinos from Uniqlo. Really wanted to keep it subtle with the pants today. Bring out the sweater and then the footwear. We went black socks by Supreme. For the feet, we went Doc Martens with the exposed toe. Became a really big fan of Doc Martin. I really like these right here. And then just to top it off on the wrist, we got the Datejust 41 millimeter. Slate face, Jubilee fluted bezel.
Talking about light, yeah. A little light but subtle, but also casual. So start with the cardigan, Mifflin cardigan, a yellow M. We have a Kanye West college dropout graphic tee. We have the standard cloth sweat, wide lace sweats. These are most comfortable sweatpants that I own. And then for the feet, we just have some Mason Maharas. I like these because you can get them dirty and they'll still look nice.
I'm really digging that fit, brother.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, we want to come a little business cash today, let y'all know that we about business, but I just want to start off with a nice prayer just to bless the podcast and bless our journey. We don't know quite where this podcast will take us, but we're very excited for it. We want to keep the Lord first and want him to bless our steps and bless our journey. So Father God, we thank you for allowing us to be here. We ask that you continue to cover us, bless us, and the Right Read podcast. We pray that you would speak through us, Father God, and you would express yourself through us. We just thank you for this platform. We pray that it'll bring us many different opportunities and ways to express ourselves, Lord. We just so blessed and thankful to be here in the flesh with each other. We ask that you would continue to just guide our steps, and we ask that we remain to keep you first in our lives, Lord. And we just thank you for everything. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and love you. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Let's get into our first topic. The best way to do the inaugural podcast was to kind of go over the best of 2024. You know, we're fresh into the new year.
Absolutely.
So let's kind of go over a recap of 2024's best. What were your top five, we'll say, sneaker releases of 2024? What were your top five?
No specific order, but I'm gonna have to go with the Nita Chanel 3s. They were like a canvas green with the cream color rope laces. I'm gonna go with the Kith and New Balance collab, the 1906 R's.
Mm-hmm.
Preferably the black and green hair with a little bit of burgundy.
You have those, I believe.
I do.
Beautiful.
I do.
Beautiful sneaker.
Action Bronson New Balances, the white, pink, and I want to say orange, the 1900s as well.
Okay.
The J Balvin 3s, the black pair.
Okay.
Those are
very nice.
Because a lot of people haven't talked about it, in my opinion, that I have seen.
Right.
And then my final one, I'm going to say the Kids of Immigrants Air Max, the Sunder ones.
Okay.
The ones that zip up in the middle.
Okay.
The purple and orange, primary purple. I feel like those are just good slip-on shoes and you wanna just go.
Like the one that zip up, but then it's all like a web almost?
Yeah, those are tough. Those are good.
Those were tough.
So I'm gonna have to say those are mine. Top five of 2024. Let's hear yours.
It was very tough for me to choose, but in no particular order, I'll say the Columbia Jordan 11s.
Okay.
Those are the first time those retroed in quite a long time, and those are obviously classics from, you know, Jordan's All-Star game. Beautiful sneaker.
Absolutely.
Still have yet to get those, but I'm gonna get them.
Yeah.
I'm gonna find a way to get them. I'm gonna agree with you. I thought the Nina Chanels were very worthy of a top five spot. I like when the shoe is different. You know, we can go a million different ways with making the sneaker, and I feel like if you get blessed enough to get a collab with Jordan especially, you gotta come correct. And you gotta give us something that's new, but also can last from year to year. You know, I like timeless pieces.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of artists that or creators that get that opportunity, they do succeed 9 times out of 10.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, Jordan Brand, Nike, they know what they're doing. They're not going to get just Joe Schmo. They're going to get the heavy hitters when it comes to people they're gracing with a collab. I'm going to go as well with the Action Bronsons, the New Balance collab, the 1906Rs, but I'm going to go with the Medusa Azul. I really wanted that shoe. Wasn't able to get it. I don't even know if New Balance really makes a lot of 15s. I got a big foot, so it's hard for me to cop all these sneakers, unfortunately, just because of my shoe size. I'm going to go with another Jordan collab with the Ama Meniere's collab with the 4s this year, the While You Were Asleep. I was a big fan of those. It was like a, what you call a rose kind of color with a brown tone and a cream. I just love the colors that they're playing with over there. They usually doing the earth tones, but it's a nice grown and sexy kind of look when they do theirs.
I feel like I'm on year also, their material is what that makes them pretty good,
they're not using the standard materials, like even on the Jordan 3 collab they had this year, it was a different material than, you know, the regular Jordan 3s, which, you know, I think is also pretty cool and pretty dope. So my last sneaker I would say were the Awake Jordan Airships.
Okay.
You bought me a pair of those for Christmas.
I did like them when I got them. I had seen them and I was like, these are.
No, they're very quality. I mean, they look pretty much just like the Jordan 1 silhouette, just slightly different. But Awake put a nice, their signature A on the side of it. It's got the like snake skin around the top trim of the sneaker. The silver swoosh is like very, very, very nice shoe. Like, I don't think they got enough credit. So shout out to Awake for those. That was a very nice collab. I enjoyed that.
So we talked about your top 5 sneakers of the year. Let's take some diving into your top 5 brand that you like to wear, and not necessarily wear a lot, or you just see and I just be like, I like what they're doing.
Right. This list will again be in pretty much no particular order, but I will shout out House of Eras. I'm gonna start there. I think they were by far my favorite brand of 2024.
Okay.
I really just learned about them maybe late 23, mid to late 23, but in 24 they really kept it going and stepped it up even more, going from more t-shirts, heavyweight oversized t-shirts with you know, their different prints like their eye and all that stuff, and they graduated to different things now. Like, I got a nice polo from there, an oversized polo, so, you know, just something different that I hadn't really seen before, and I just excited about this jacket I brought from there. It's a knit, but it's like a biker jacket.
Okay.
Instead of it being leather like a traditional biker jacket, it's knit. So I'm very excited for that to get to me. That's in the mail now. So I would say that would probably be my number one brand of the year. The rest is in no particular order, really. These are just brands that I saw doing their thing this year and made sure I had to shout out. I'm going to start with Kith next. I mean, Kith has been doing his numbers for a long time now. Last close to 10 years, 8 to 10 years that I've at least been privy to them, but they've been doing their thing and, you know, they just continue to do so. Now having have gotten a chance to see the different Kiths and also different countries, I'm really liking their aesthetic, obviously their drops, but what they're doing, like collabing with Sadel when we were in Paris for the Olympics. We were in there eating breakfast, shopping, and every other day, really.
So all in one.
All in one, beautiful.
Especially when stores have that kind of luxury where you don't have to go to separate places to get different things when they're all in one. Like you said, the Sadel. Sadel's a cafe.
Mm-hmm.
You can get food, and then I know you got Kith Treats if you want to get milkshake ice cream.
Right.
And then you don't even have to walk that far to do shopping.
Right.
So that's why Kith is also in my top five. So
they're getting the consumer, you know, for everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're spending money at so many different levels. So shout out to Kith. The next three three are pretty much all sneaker brand.
Okay.
Again, no particular order, but Asics.
Okay.
I've been fiending for a pair of Asics, but unfortunately, like I said, the Bigfoot issues, they ain't going nowhere.
So it's been
tough for me to find a pair in my size, but I've been loving what they've been doing. I mean, just so many different silhouettes for a shoe that truthfully was never really liked growing up. You know, people didn't really wear Asics. They were kind of made fun of or clowned if you had Asics back in the day. So I say the last 2 years, they've been 2-3 years, they've been on a run, but especially last year, I was a big fan of what Asics was doing. Again, another brand that really found their way into the limelight and staying there is New Balance. Had a strong year in 2024. And I mean, the difference between me thinking about Asics and me thinking about New Balance is that New Balance kind of been here and showing they here to stay for the last 3-4 years to me, whereas I feel that Asics just getting to that point, you know.
Okay.
My last, I would say this brand really impressed me. This is another sneaker brand, but Salomon's.
Absolutely.
I've now become a fan of them, and I was not gonna say I was hating on the brand, but I didn't know how I felt. I didn't know if it was hypebeast or if I was just, I'm liking their wave. I like the Mason Margiela collab they had. We saw that one in
London.
They've got some nice stuff. I would like to see them make some bigger sizes so I can potentially try the product out, but
yeah.
I was a fan of what they were doing. So how about you? What were your top five brands of 2024?
So I'm gonna go with, well, I said it before, Kith. Kith is just something that's, they're so basic that they're different.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Right.
Like, it's not something, their designs is amazing. Their collabs that they do occasionally are collabs that you usually grow up with, like the Marvel, Star Wars, Sesame Street was, I think, their latest one. But Kith is my number one. Uniqlo, I know you say you got your pants from Uniqlo. Uniqlo is one of those brands where you need something quick.
Right.
For a good price.
Right.
Their style of clothing is very, reliable.
Mm-hmm.
Very reliable. No cheap products, which is good. My third, I'm gonna have to go with Supreme. Supreme has this very hype beast. I know it died down a little bit in the past couple years, but they're still maintaining. They have some good collabs. And the quality of Supreme is very
top tier.
Very good, yeah.
Top tier. That's, to me, like you said, that's what separates even a Kith and a Supreme. Like, they both are on a different tier quality-wise, which for shopping advocates like us, I tell people all the time, I want pieces.
Yeah.
And I want quality pieces. I want stuff that I can wear now. I want stuff that I can wear in 10 years, 5 years. 2 years. I got so many clothes, I can't wear everything. So is it something that I can save for a certain occasion? So that's a good point for sure.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna go with Zara. Zara is in between luxury and affordable. You can look at Zara, they'll have, for example, the suits, or when it's summer, springtime, they got the linen. Again, the material they clothe in, it feels as though it's almost like $500, but
right.
In all reality, it's like 50, 60
on average,
which is good. That's another thing, and that's something you can get, because I know I like to get a lot of my jeans from Zara.
Right.
A lot of my jeans I get from Zara. My last brand I'm going to say I like is, it's actually Pleasure. They have more of an unorthodox kind of style to them, because you'll never know what you'll get
right
with them.
But they make quality stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
They make some nice stuff as well.
Because you'll get, it's not necessarily they sell clothing. They sell accessories. You got ashtrays.
Right.
You got
incense holders. Yeah.
You got toolbox holders.
Right.
Like stuff like that.
And Supreme is in that space too.
Yes.
I think that in some ways, I think they're doing their own thing, but they definitely follow more of like a Supreme kind of.
Supreme is definitely the leader in that.
Yes, where they make, you know, like tools and Supreme make everything, bro.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Supreme, that's why. Those are my top fives.
Right.
The brands that we're talking about also have been in collab conversations.
Very active.
And I know collabs, nowadays, that's what
the clothing culture, the music culture,
right,
that kind of stuff is. So tell me about your top five collabs of 2024.
Again, like, I just find it so interesting. It's just the epitome of our podcast, whereas like when you went with some of the brands that you mentioned, I just went sneakers for some reason, and you went clothes for some reason. Like not just a clothing brand, but like you know, a Zara and yeah. You mentioned
Uniqlo,
and you know, those are brands that like I'm an active shopper at too. But I didn't even think like go to clothes with it. I just for whatever reason thought sneakers. So on my collabs, I pretty much said the same thing, only sneaker collabs, just okay. five no, that's sneaker it. Collabs.
Just collabs in general?
No, for sure, but it's very interesting. It's like, it's all the right read.
Yeah.
No particular order, but I'm gonna start with Action Bronson collab with the New Balance, the 1906R Medusa Azuls. Those to me, that was a clean cut, beautiful colorway. He has some, I wanna say blue, different shades of blue in there with some orange. And I just really want some New Balance and, you know, obviously Action, Dr. Baklava. He had an amazing 2024. He had this colorway, he had another colorway. He dropped an album this year. He's doing his thing with his, all his endeavors. So shout out to Action Bronson, man.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna go number two with the Union Nike Field General collab.
I do.
Union LA collab with the
that's
Nike Field General.
As well.
I got both pair. Well, it's three pair.
Yeah.
I got the white and orange. Black pair, white, orange, and black pair. We both got those. Yeah. And then I got the brown and pink orange. Silhouette they call like wow. the guava. It's just so clean. The shoe was nice, felt good. Looked almost like a dunk, but had his own flair to it. I was very impressed with that collab. Glad I picked those. Next, I'm gonna go with just Kith as a whole. Like we talked about, they're just one of the best in the space of collabing with people right now. Sadell's Restaurant Cafe in the actual Kith locations in Paris and Toronto, and then Design District here in Miami as well. So shout out to Kith with that. The Marvel collection, the A6 they dropped through them was crazy. The Batman collection, the Joker stuff, the Batman. My wife almost also bought me the Kith Batman poker set.
Yeah.
We're a big card playing family in my house.
Yeah.
So that's gonna get put to use a lot for sure. But Kith as a whole, they got so many collabs. The New Balance, I can't even think about all that they got going on each year. They had a very tough Converse silhouette this year as well.
Yeah. Even, I wanna say, even with Adidas.
Adidas.
I have a pair of Kith and Adidas Sambas.
We got them in New York.
Yeah.
The white and green ones.
White, green, and gray.
Fire.
It's just something about Kith that's, because I'm a big advocate for Kith. Everywhere I go, I know that they have a Kith store. I'm going to make sure I go see what's it about.
Right.
But Kith is just,
right.
Kith is Kith.
Right.
Yeah.
Next, I'm going to go with Supreme, specifically the Martin Rose collab. I mean, Martin Rose has been doing this thing to see two very almost different brands, you know, like kind of like a high fashion then high fashion streetwear brand collab. They had the crossbody. I'm not even really into the side bags anymore, but it was a crossbody that I really wanted. It was a color wave I wanted. I didn't get a chance to get that, but the Supreme Martin Rose collab was fire. And then Supreme, like we talked about, their collabs are top tier as well. Like, been doing their thing nonstop. Supreme is definitely one of the goats to me. And then last, I'm gonna go with Amamiyer and Jordan. You know, they've been collabing strongly now for how many years?
Right.
And they feel like they dropped at least two new silhouettes with whatever number, and they always match.
12s. I like my personal favorite. You have the ones.
The ones, yes.
And the ones, I like the ones, but I also like the 12s.
The 12s, which one? The dark ones?
The white.
The white and burgundy, yeah. I think.
Primary white ones.
Very, very tough.
Yeah.
Very tough.
When I look at clothing, or when I, even music.
Right.
When I look at the simplicity of it, that just catches people's eyes.
Right.
It's just, that's what makes it my favorite or in my top five.
Right.
So yeah. I know you talked about your collab. So again, Marvel, Kith collab, Kith in general, like you said, is in my top five. Also, I'm gonna have to go with the Tyler Creator and Louis V. Tyler Creator is one of those peoples that's, again, I'm gonna use the same word, unorthodox.
Right.
He has his own, he's not.
He has his own lane.
He's not limited to just one specific thing, which is a good thing.
Yeah, he don't even have a lane, but it's his lane.
Yeah, and it's crazy because of this one story. I was in Atlanta. We was in Atlanta for one of our friend's birthday, and I happened to run into him at the Lennox.
Right.
And when I seen him, I didn't see his face. I just seen his clothes. You know how he wears the sweater vest with the high waters and the loafers.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I seen, and I just happened to look again, double take, and then I just seen it was, I shook his hand, same voice, deep voice, but it's just like his own style. He has his own style, and to be with a high luxury brand like Louis Vuitton is immaculate.
He had an amazing 2024 as well. That Chromacopia, he's doing his thing. He's been on the run for sure.
Yeah, we'll get it.
For sure.
Again, Union and Nike.
Right.
Union at Nike, the Field Generals, I know that there were the Union Ones and the Sallys, the stitching, the white stitching, cream stitching.
Yes.
I know you at first didn't like them.
Man.
But once you seen them in person on feet, you was like.
A sneaker could look so much different on feet, positively or negatively. When you see stuff on feet, you like, I need them, or I like them, you know?
Yeah, that's a lot of things. I personally don't wear Air Force Ones, but I just recently picked up a pair of Air Force One All-Stars. They kind of like a black suede a little bit.
Right.
But on the heel and the swoosh is a metallic reflective.
Mm-hmm.
And once I got them, I was like, okay. Maybe I had to step into that Air Force One.
I feel like you're just missing out on, for me, the best thing about Forces is that you can go with your all-white bricks. Obviously, that can go with literally anything.
Yeah.
And then they have so many also, like, colorways and collabs that is just, like, so many colors, bro. It's like the Undefeated collab I have was three different silhouettes. There's like so many colors that you can go with that. Like Forces are classic, so. But continue, please.
That's it for me.
That's it.
So we got into the brands and collabs and sneakers of 2024. What's your go-to sneakers that you typically wear if it's necessarily just running out or when you're going out?
Right.
Stuff like that.
Well, unfortunately for me, well, fortunately, I won't say unfortunately because everything's a blessing, but I travel so much that when I'm traveling, I gotta bring, you know, the sneakers that work for what I gotta put a lot of outfits together in with a limited amount of sneakers. So I'll get a chance to go home, come home to Miami, get my storage, switch out as needed, but I gotta pack efficiently. So some of my rotation wouldn't necessarily be this if I was in access to my sneakers every day, but since I do travel a lot, I will say undoubtedly the number one wear for me and pack for me was the black Rick Owen Low Hollywood sneakers. Just an easy.
Yeah, Rick Owens has definitely been on a rise sneaker wise.
Oh yeah, I mean just as a brand, they've been,
I'll just say popular as well. Yeah,
they've been one of the most popular over the last
couple years.
Yeah, years. Ricky is going crazy. That shoe I can wear with literally anything. Mm-hmm. So that was probably the number one shoe, at least wear wise for me in 2024.
Okay.
Again, none of this is in particular order from this point going forward. I was really rocking with the Yeezy knit runners that you bought me.
Okay.
I think you bought them for my birthday, the Fade Onyx.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they pretty much easy wear to anything. As long as you put the socks on, I try to wear them without the socks and then start tearing my heel up.
Yeah.
Just because of the way
they're sweaty as well.
Yeah. I'm definitely wearing with socks, but great wear.
Great slip on.
Easy. Can put them on with a lot of different types of fits. So I was rocking with those this year. Cherry 12s.
Okay.
I played for a team that was three teams that were red last year.
Yeah.
My overseas team, Memphis Hustle, was red, and then the Puerto Rican national team was red. So, you know, it was easy, but it was also cherry 12s. Yeah. I mean,
great sneaker.
Yeah. The Fear Jordan 3s, those were a sneaker that retroed, I think, for the first time, because they originally dropped, I remember, around the time I was in maybe like the end of high school, early college. So I was glad that they re-released recently, and I was able to, you know, put those in rotation. Yeah. I'm a big fan of those, always have been. And then also a shoe that I wore a ton this year, the Nike LD 1000 SPs. They look like waffles, but they're blue and yellow, the color of my team, Capitane. So they're just an easy throw on every day. Go to the airport, go to practice, go to game sneaker, and they're the same color as my team with the blue and yellow colorway. So that was,
it's also about like colors that you wear on a regular too.
Right.
So like you said, blue and yellow, even though your team is blue and yellow, it's kind of hard to wear those specific things at the same time, unless you have something that's that good. So that's a very decent sneaker rotation.
Yeah.
For me, I'm gonna go with my Mason Hards, the ones that I have on right now. Again, if I wanna dress up to go out, I'll throw these on. If I wanna dress down with some cargo pants and a hoodie or a jacket, I'll put these on.
Right.
They're just a shoe that can go with anything.
Right.
And obviously they look like Converses, but they're not. So they got more of that luxury look to them.
Right, big fan.
Yeah.
Modified Chucks, like today's Chucks, really.
And then I'm gonna go with Birkenstocks, the slip-ons.
Okay.
If I don't have, that's like a slides replacement.
Right.
And especially the ones that I have the fur inside of them, which is good for the winter time. But when it comes to summer, springtime, that's when I kind of like put them to the side, because my feet get a little sweaty and all that, and they're very uncomfortable.
Right.
This one is kind of surprising, but Air Jordan 1 Lows, OGs.
Okay.
I got about three pair of them. I got the black toe ones, the UNC ones, and then I have the ones that I wear the most, the elephant print.
Yes.
Suede elephant.
Yeah.
And I switched the laces to
the yellow
laces.
Yeah, those are very tough.
They just look and they feel, they're like a good slip-on shoe. You could wear with anything, even though that the laces is yellow, that don't necessarily take away from what you're wearing.
Right.
So that's a good thing. And then my last one I would say are, I talked about these before, the Kith New Balances, the 1906Rs. Those are the ones that you like.
Yeah,
when they came out, it was two pairs. It was two raffle pairs. And for Kith, when they do raffles, I never really typically win.
Right.
So,
which is surprising, because you usually win all the Nike stuff.
Oh, sneakers. That
sneakers.
He used to call me a bot. He thinks I was a bot for.
I was hating, because I would never.
I got a few sneakers, like some surprising pickups from the Airfare God ones, the triple black ones. I had lucked up on them. I wanted those so badly. And
to get those on sneakers is crazy.
Yeah. The Kith New Balances, the black and, they're like a black, dark green, and like a burgundy color.
Right. A little gold.
Yeah, and gold, yeah. They, just the shoe itself, the New Balance Nike, they're comfortable. They're very comfortable. It's like they got this ortholite insoles.
Okay.
So it's like kind of like a cushion.
Okay.
So when you walk, and the shoe itself, it got like the bubble, air bubble at the bottom. But I like those comfortability wise. They're probably my favorite comfortable shoes.
Right. Dope.
So we talked about clothing. Obviously, they probably see now that's one of our passions, but another passion that we have is music. When did you really start listening to real ear to music?
You know, we've been surrounded by good music our entire lives. I can remember my fondest memories of my Nana and Papa would be driving in the Lincoln with them in the back and that smooth jazz playing.
Yeah.
Some with words, some without words. just R&B, just real soul music. And then, you know, in our household, mom always played gospel, R&B, Jill Scott stuff, a lot of, you know, great stuff in the wheel always. That, I remember Usher Confessions album, that was one of the first albums. I was like, wow, this is, you know, great music. So it's always been in my life, but you know, yeah. Miles and I, we pretty much download and share music with each other on a weekly basis.
Especially.
Every Friday, 12 o'clock, when everything's going to drop, we're sending it to each other, telling each other to listen, just really, you know,
yeah.
It's kind of become a sport, and I enjoy it, you know?
For me, I was accustomed to it at a young age, more so, like you said, R&B, jazz. I think my first knowledgeable song that I listened to and, like, made me start getting into it was probably Jill Scott.
Right.
Golden.
Yeah, living my life.
Yeah.
Like it's
golden. When mom had the Wooden Entertainment Center.
Yeah, of course.
And then it had the radio.
Yeah.
That one. That's the first I remember to just listening to that. I like the beats, instruments, lyrics, even the artists. Sometimes with some soul, sometimes I'll be in the mood for some rap. Sometimes I'll be in the mood for some jazz. Or even just want to listen to some instrumental.
Right.
Is whatever I'm feeling at the time.
Right. It's a language.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's a language. Whatever language you want to speak at that time or want to hear spoken to you, that's what music is. And it's vibration. It can take you back to us. It's a time machine. It can take you back to a specific moment. You be like, I remember listening to this at that specific time or doing that time in my life and all that. So.
And I have those moments all the time.
It's a beautiful thing. Top five artists that I listen to in 2024.
It don't necessarily have to be 24, but like, again, sneaker rotations. What you usually put in your rotation?
If we go in just any and everyday rotation, Frank, Jay-Z.
Okay.
Now, artists like J. Cole, who's been my favorite for a while. For my top five of 2024 that I listened to, I'm gonna start off and say number one, undoubtedly, I don't know if anybody else listens to, buddy.
Can I take a guess who your number one is?
Who?
Rock Marciano.
Rock Marciano, man. Listen.
I knew it.
Rock Marcy, baby, hide your lady. Dude is lyrically, he's on another tier. He's not afraid to say anything. He speak with a different boldness that I heard. Like, he's not worried about if it sounds good or not. And it always sounds better than good. You know what I'm saying? His wordplay. To me, I just haven't heard someone put it together like that in a long time, rap-wise. And I mean, I was a big fan of the year he had. He dropped two projects, Marciology. That was by far my most listened to album of the year. He also dropped another one, Skeleton Key, collab with Alchemist. I mean, to me, it was two non-skippable albums, truthfully. Big shout out to Rock Marciano. I'm looking forward to see what he does in 25. He's been on a minimum three album run, like, of just him and Alchemist team up. It's magic. Number two, I'm a big fan of this artist throughout the years, but I'm surprised that it was number two for me. But he had an amazing year as well, Future, bro. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's Future, bro. For me, I tell people all the time, I'm at a point now where I know he can do the trap rapping. Mm-hmm. Like, I've heard where he can venture to, and I don't want to hear the rap as much anymore. I ain't saying I don't want to hear it at all, but I like when he hop in his bag and go to that other sound. We Still Don't Trust You album. To me, that was probably my second favorite, like, or most listened to album of the year. Just no skips. Like, it hit after hit to me on that album. And Future, when he's in that singing / rapping secondary brand of rapping and music, it to me, he's hard to beat, man. He got too many different flows. He dropped We Don't Trust You, We Still Don't Trust You, the first one with Metro. Then he dropped Mixtape Pluto or something like that.
Yeah,
he had three tapes in a year. He had an incredible year. So shout out to Future. Number three, Donnie T, Don Tolliver. He never ceases to amaze me. He keeps following up each album with another classic album with a, you know what I mean, kind of different wave and sound, but still the same as well. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So Hearthstone Psycho was an incredible tape. Some of my favorite songs of the year on there. Number four, probably my overall favorite rapper, J. Cole.
Okay.
My Delete Later. I mean, Drake and Kendrick had their moments, but I personally would just take Cole over both when we're talking about just rapping. Last artist that I got wrapping up my top five is Alchemist, man. I think Alchemist had one of the best years in the rap space. I mean, both from producer and engineer perspective to actually rapping, which I personally felt like he's improved in, you know, just actually being able to be on his own music, you know what I mean? Right. With some of the better artists and rappers, in my opinion, of right now, with the Griseldas, the, you know, Benny Conway, Wes, Larry, 2 Chainz just dropped a tape with him most recently. So I think Alchemist had one of the best years in my humble opinion. I mean, I enjoy every single thing he pretty much put out, him and Hit-Boy. Right. I don't know if that was 23 or 24, but
it was 24 to 3 songs.
Yeah, that was early.
That was like March, springtime. Yeah.
He had an amazing year, both rapper and producer to me. So
he's a definitely, my opinion, number one producer.
Oh, for sure, right now.
Producers,
for sure. He's that unorthodox, right, but still like it's real music sound.
Just talent. That's like producers like that, that can be artists and producers, talented.
Right. Talk to me. What about your top five artists to listen to of 24?
You said one of them, which is same as yours, Don Toliver. I started listening to Don Toliver after Donnie Womack.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie Womack was a
purple one.
Yeah, it wasn't an album. It was a mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
And they just happened to bring it over to Apple. I know Apple's starting to do that now, where they bring in old mixtapes to Apple Music to stream and all that.
Right.
But definitely Don Toliver.
Right.
We went to Atlanta actually for our grandmother's birthday.
Right.
And it just happened that he had a concert.
Right. Fantastic show. Fantastic.
The best concert I can ever say I went to for the price.
Right, like $40 a ticket.
And on top of that, brought out Travis Scott and Gunna.
And Gunna Wanna.
That made that whole experience just.
We took our younger cousins all into that concert. That was his first concert.
That was his first concert.
That was.
Yeah.
That was,
he enjoyed it himself.
For sure.
He definitely
enjoyed it. Never even listened to Don Toliver prior to that.
Yeah. Because he asked me, he said, "Who's this?" I said, "Don Toliver." He said, "I like this. I like his style. I like his sound." So.
For sure.
That's a good one. And I know I messed up, but Benny the Butcher is in my top five. That's what you put me onto him, I want to say, around COVID time.
Yeah.
Like 2020.
Burden of Proof. Yeah.
My favorite song by him is actually called Legend.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite song by him. And I don't know, he just got that real rap to him.
Yeah.
He talked that talk.
He talked that talk, for sure.
So that's kind of like why Benny is up there. And like Griselda, you got Conway, you got Westside, even Rock Marciano is like a part of them.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then I feel like this one, Action Bronson.
AB.
Action Bronson.
Dr. Baklava.
Baklava. We talked to him about clothing, his collabs with New Balances, and he's one of those artists where he's an artist.
Right.
So he'll do music. He's a chef.
Right.
Was in MMA, collaborating with clothing, sneakers, all that. He's an all-around artist.
And he's not afraid to tell you.
Yes.
He'll say it in his song.
So that's another reason why I like it. And his rap style is different.
Right.
It's so different.
Right.
And that's what I like. I like his sound. My favorite song by him is Splash.
Right.
I heard it one time, and it's been on repeat for a very long time.
Right.
And then I have.
He had a great year. I mean, his album was.
He always had. Yeah. His albums never fail to make me upset.
Right.
My favorite female artist, SZA.
Mm-hmm.
She's up there. Well, I have two favorite female artists, SZA and Alicia Keys. But SZA, obviously, she had a great year. Phenomenal year.
In her own projects and in her features.
Right.
With Kendrick and...
Kendrick and a lot of people. Even Drake. She had a song with Drake
on
his recent album.
Yeah.
But SZA just got that sound where she's like one of those pioneers in the female artist industry.
Right.
And her sound is definitely unique, and that's really why her sound is really what makes her in my top five.
Right.
And then an unexpected one is Wizkid.
Ooh.
Wizkid, for a lot of people that don't necessarily know who Wizkid is, he's an Afrobeat artist. He got a lot lot of samples. I mean, a lot of features with a lot of known artists, but he's my favorite Afrobeat artist.
Right.
His sound
right.
and like the instruments and the
yeah.
beats that he used is right. just.
He had a very, very good album as well.
Yeah, that Made in Logos is yeah. probably still my most listened to, top, right. one of my top most listened to songs.
Mm.
And he does great work.
He does great work. His features are always amazing.
Yeah.
He worked with Don a lot.
Yes.
I mean, I love that.
Got a few songs with
Brandt.
Him.
He's a very good artist, man. I'm in total agreement to that.
Yeah.
You know?
So we talked about artists and their works. So when we talk about their work, what is your, and it also don't necessarily be the top five that you, the artists that you said, but what's your top five albums of 2024?
For me, this was incredibly hard to choose just because, like we mentioned, may mention to earlier, we're consuming so much music. We're sending each other at least one album every Friday. So, you know, sometimes two, you know. So it was so hard. It was so many different projects. I mean, and granted, to the viewers out there listening, we listen to an array of music, but I feel like it would only be just for me to evaluate the different types of music that we're listening to, being right. mostly R&B,
sometimes jazz.
Sometimes Afrobeat, sometimes smooth jazz, you know, more alternative,
yeah.
more of that space. So granted, these are only of that nature pretty much,
right.
but in no particular order, I'll start with, you know, one of my favorites, like I said, Rock Marciano.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped two albums this year, Marciology and Skeleton Key with Alchemist, but mm-hmm. for me, that Marciology, that was the one that got me in the hook and that got me by the headlight, honestly. I can just run that album through straight.
Mm-hmm.
I can put it on shuffle, and I'm just, sometimes I'm catching new bars every time I'm listening to it. I thought I knew all the words of the song. It's
right.
just, the way he's putting it together, man, one of the best years in rap of 24, and that was by far my most listened to album.
Not to cut you off, but what's your parameters of why, like, this is your top five? Like, is it no skips, production,
right?
Like, lyrics, like, what's...
I'll say for me personally, I like the entire body of work, starting with even the cover art,
right.
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I want to be pulled in, like, to this whole story, this whole production, you know what I'm saying? I want the production to be amazing. I want to hear new and good sounds. I want to hear growth, I guess, in the artist. Like, did they grow from last album? Did they stay
right.
stagnant? Did they fall off? You know what I mean? For me, I can only judge you off your latest work,
right.
you know what I mean, when you're an artist. So it may not be fair, but that's
yeah.
always in my consideration for a rapper. What was the wordplay? What was the songwriting? Because for me, there's some people that are great rappers, but not great at making music.
Right.
Some people that are great at making music, not necessarily great rappers, and vice versa with singing as well. So for me, it's so many things that go into it, but I'm looking at the entire body of work, from the cover art all the way to the songs. How many, was it no skips? Was it production out of this world? Was the lyrics out of this world? I wanted to be something also that, like, how many times am I replaying? What's the replay
right.
value? Did I listen to this? Did it make me want to keep listening to it? Because I'm a habitual listener. If I like something, I'll run it till I get tired of it.
Right.
So I'll go number two, We Still Don't Trust You, Future and Metro. They had two tapes this year, like we talked about. Future had one of the better years in rap this year. I think he had three tapes as a total, not to mention some of his features. He had just an incredible year. I think that's a no-skip album as well. Hearthstone Psycho, Don Toliver. I mean, another great body of work to follow up, and even another great body of work,
right.
and loved it. So,
love,
like
service.
I talked about, I don't. Are you falling off? Are you staying stagnant? Are you growing? To me, he made another step. You know what I mean? Two totally different albums, but made another step in
right.
making music. Some great stuff on there. The Brother Stone with Kodak. I mean, so many great tracks on there. I'm gonna go with One of One by Gunna. Obviously, we know all the controversy when it comes to Gunna and what's going on with Thug. By the way, shout out to Thug, welcome home. I'm still a fan of Gunna's music. I try to separate the music from
right.
the personal and what they got going on, because at the end of the day, I feel like we don't really know.
Yeah.
Unless they explicitly say,
yeah.
we don't really know.
Right.
You know, but to me, One of One was no skips. A great follow up to the last album. Yeah, I mean, he ain't been missing since he came out of jail. Just three albums, no skips, pretty much. Bangers. And then last, I'm going to go R&B. I'm going to go with Leon Thomas, Mutt. Right. To me, that was the best R&B project of the year. He's a very talented songwriter. The production is amazing. The lyrics are amazing. He can really, really sing. I'm a big fan of what he's doing. That was undoubtedly in my top five.
And it's crazy because with Leon, when I was growing up, he's a part of Victorious.
Right.
So it's a TV show. And even on that show, you can tell that he does music.
Right.
Even though it's a musical kind of show.
Right.
But you can also tell in the songs that they perform on that show is some songs that he probably written himself.
Right.
So I know that probably transpired into the real world.
Right.
So, and he definitely did have he had a great album.
Right.
Great album.
Right. How about you, brother? What were your top five albums of 2024?
My top five is, like you said, the type of music we listen to, it's not limited to one specific catalog.
Right.
It's a lot of, it's very diverse. So I'm gonna go with Hearthstone Cycle by Don Toliver.
Right.
That was a great album. Again, it's with Don Toliver, it's either staying the same or elevating. And when I say staying the same with him, it's not bad.
Right.
Like, you can always expect what you expect out of Don Toliver.
Right.
But again, he elevated from his previous album.
Right.
I'm gonna go with Lana, Scissors Deluxe from SOS.
Great album.
She's the one person that when she advertises it, it's gonna it fulfill the advertisement.
Right.
Because I know some artists, they'll promote their stuff, like, this is coming out soon, like, they'll hype it up for it to be a
flop,
yeah,
or some
lack of better words, or doesn't live up to the standards.
Right.
But I feel as though SZA, every time she promotes something or says new music is on the way, it's always very
very good. Yeah. very good.
Great. I'm gonna go with my third one, Mareo by Wizkid. Wizkid was in my top five favorite artists, but Mareo, again, it just give you that diversity of Afrobeat music.
Right.
You got some that's slowed down. And when you think of Afrobeat, it's more of a fast, up-tempo kind of style of music.
Right.
But his, it does give you that up-tempo, but it also give you that slow vibe.
Right.
For example, the song that he has with Brent Faiyaz.
Right. My top 10, Piece of My Heart.
Yeah, so that song starts fast, and then it got a beat switch, and it goes to a chill, relaxing song. So that's another reason why it has the levels.
Right.
It has the levels to it. It's not typically
a range.
Yeah, it doesn't typically start, it's not the same flow for the whole album.
Right.
It's up and down. This one is a surprising one. Plan A by Lil Tecca.
Okay.
I listen to one song that catches my eye each song. This was probably the first album by him that I listened to. It's been on repeat.
Right.
I listened to it again. I'm like, this is a good one. I like this.
Right.
And then my final one, I'm going to have to go with Coyote by Tommy Richmond.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tommy snuck in there.
He has a good flow himself.
He does.
And especially when you work with an artist like Brent Faiyaz, you already know what you kind of expect. And not a lot of artists can be in that kind of chill R&B vibe. And I feel like Tommy definitely did good with that.
Right.
Especially living up to the hype.
Right. After such a big single, pretty much.
Right.
Yeah.
One of the past probably top 10 singles of 2024.
For sure.
And having an album that is equivalent to that song or keeping that same energy out.
Right.
That's what made me.
And he's got such a unique sound.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like nobody's really creating this sound in today. You know what I mean? Like, he is. He's got a lane to sustain, you know?
Yeah. So that goes my top five album.
Okay. I had such a great time talking about so many great things today, but we got to give the people what they came to see. We want to know what your top 10 songs of 2024 were. Don't have to be the best songs of 24, but pretty much of the songs that you had in your rotation, what was your top 10? Or you can also say what you respected the most, whatever you consist of being in your top 10 of 2024.
Okay, so I'm going to go rapid fire, and then I'll give my reasons afterwards. So okay. I'm going to go Diego Maradona, if I'm saying that, pronouncing that correctly.
Okay.
By Conway and Alchemist.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Dodger Blue by Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
I'm going to go Jermaine's Graduation by Benny the Butcher.
Okay.
I'm going to go Glock by Don Toliver.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do What Do I Do by SZA. Attention by Bryson Tiller. Chill Baby by SZA. F and U by Four Bats. Jeff and Lita by Concrete Boys.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do Lemonade by Lucky Day.
Okay.
So that, with those top 10, I think it's just, it's kind of hard to explain why they're my top 10.
Right.
Because if you listen to each of these songs, they each got different flows. Some is strictly rap. You got some that's melodic. You got some that's don't necessarily got that many words, but it's just the instrumental that is being played. Or you got some that's what they're taught, like in the lyrics, it just means something.
Right.
So with this top 10, it's just, I could put these top 10 on shuffle all day.
Right.
And it's just something that probably my favorite.
Right.
And my favorite out of these, my top three out of these, I'm gonna go with Diego Maradona, because Conway the Machine, he just
might have been verse of the year.
Arguably verse of the year. It's just what he's saying, like I said before, with the lyrics, what he's saying is just the wordplay, the flow, like how he just
catching the beat,
right,
is at the right pocket.
And this song, the beat is just, and the beat itself is just
Alchemist.
Yeah, Alchemist. Yeah, like I said, number one producer. And then you got, then my next one is Jermaine's Graduation.
Okay.
Jermaine's Graduation.
The Butch.
Benny the Butcher. Again, Griselda. You see the top, the two that's in there of the top three is Griselda. My opinion, one of them groups that's lyrically the best rappers.
Yeah.
And with Benny, he just talking.
The conviction.
Right. You feel like you there when he rap.
Yeah.
And that's
he puts you in the room.
Yeah. So yeah. That's kind of like what makes that even in my top three. And then Kendrick's Dodger Blue.
Yeah.
It's just the beat and make you, it's like right. you vibe with it. And what he's saying, the people that's featured in the song, like how they just keep flowing in.
Right.
It's like one of those flowing, like when you listen to, like when you look at the waves,
right.
Like a wave pool,
right.
It don't mess up.
Right.
It just keep flowing into right. The whole thing. And that's why that was my three.
Okay.
So let me hear your top 10 songs.
Man, this again was extremely hard to choose. I don't know what was harder, the top 10 songs or the top 5 albums. Just like we said, I'm consuming so many different types of music, so many artists on a daily and weekly basis. But these were my top 10 songs of 2024. Some because they just had my ear all year. Some because they were just so big for the year 2024, especially in their respective lanes. I mean, I say out of popularity, Data 8, Four Bats, that was to me the song that put him on the map, or at least for me. And he had a very good album this year. I'm a very big fan of his sound. I say Water by Tyler. I mean, she came on the scene, had a very good album this year. That was obviously the hit single on that one. I was a big fan of that. And then Tommy Richmond as well with Million Dollar Baby. I mean, he had a very good tape. I think you had that in your top 10
albums.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and rightfully so. I mean, I don't even think the single was on the album, but I mean, that song did major numbers this year. And then probably the most popular song of the year, Not Like Us, without getting too much of the beef. I mean, it still was
a great song.
And I remember the first time we heard it, we were in Atlanta and they were dropping song for song, but that kind of, you know, separated everything.
Yeah, I was actually on the plane on my way to Atlanta when he dropped the song.
Oh, okay.
So I was already in the air. I didn't want to listen to it yet on Insta, because I mean, I seen on Instagram like Kendrick dropped.
Right.
It wasn't until after dinner when we were in the Uber.
Right.
And that's when we played it on the speaker. And
right.
It was like, it's crazy.
Yeah. No, Kendrick had a fantastic year. He had GNX was also a
so good.
Very noteworthy album. To me, Diego, Alchemist featuring Conway. I've been talking about Alchemist all pod. Conway.
Rightfully so.
Griselda. I mean, that could have, in my opinion, been verse of the year by Conway. I mean, he was going crazy. I mean, so much to pick from. Not Perfect by Sir featuring Absol. I think they both floated on that song melodically. One of my favorite songs of the year.
That was a good album too.
That was a very good album. It had my ear. He came back very strong after a big absence. Peace of My Heart, Wizkid and Brent Faiyaz. Brent is obviously one of my favorite artists. That Wizkid's album, we talked about that at a great deal today. I mean, very very good song, so many different ranges and sound. Inside featuring Trav, I mean, man.
That's a, now them two, I wouldn't be surprised if they drop a collab album.
I'm ready for that collab album. Like, I'm so ready. Not the whole Cactus Boys.
Yeah,
I need
just Donnie T.
Donnie T.
Travis.
I need that. But that was a very good song. I mean, the album had, I could have picked Glock. I could have picked a lot of songs on that tape. Oh, and Mutt Remix, I mean, like I said, Leon, he had one of the better years, especially in the R&B space. The remix with Freddie slid on it. Freddie had a pretty good album this year as well. I think it was more of a mixtape, but another good body of work. One of the better rappers in the game, honestly. We talked about so much today, but first and foremost, I just want to say that I appreciate you flying all the way out to Miami, where I live now. You know, we getting a chance to really do this. We've been talking about it long term for a while, 4 or 5 years now, but even in the immediate, we've been, you know, locking in, getting in on call every week or so and updating each other with our status and how we wanted to kind of see this vision come into reality. So I appreciate you, number one, pulling up and we doing this, bro.
Likewise. And for me, it was just more of a timing thing.
Right.
I know me personally, I just don't like rushing things.
Right.
Especially if it's something like a podcast. A podcast is something that can't rush.
Nope.
You got to have your thoughts out. You got to have that specific thing. It don't have to be specific, but you got to have a good idea of what you want to talk about.
Right. A direction.
And for this, I feel as though our love for clothing specifically, our love for music specifically is just untapped.
Right.
And we just got endless amount of just knowledge in those two fields specifically. And
right.
I feel as though it was time.
Right.
It was time to get it done.
For sure. And we don't know where, like I talked about, we don't really know what lane we're going to go.
Right.
Whatever with this, we have so many avenues. I feel like this is just the platform so far. We getting it off the ground. I felt like this was a great way to start the pod. And I mean,
it was just
natural. It was fun to be up here with you, bro. And you know, I love you with all my heart. And I'm looking forward to us continuing to create and see what topics and discussions we take on next, you know?
Nah, this is absolutely fun. Yeah. And I feel as though it's just the beginning, like you said.
Just
the beginning. And we got a lot of topics to cover. This is basically an introduction.
That's it.
This is just an introduction just to give you an idea of how we're thinking.
Right.
And like how our mindset is when it comes to these topics and stuff. I know in the future we'll definitely have people with us talk about. And I'm also looking forward to that. But as of right now, I feel like we just step by step.
Right.
And
keep letting it just materialize into what it's supposed to.
Right.
Like we coming at it with the right intention. We coming at it with the right preparation. We coming at it with the right, you know, we not speaking on things that we don't have knowledge or, you know, we looking at somebody else's opinions. No, these are opinions that we are formulated to be our right read. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This is Davon's right read. This is Miles's right read. But collectively, it's the right read.
Right.
You can't go wrong. You know what I mean? You're getting the best of both worlds. So we thank y'all for joining us, man. We look forward to y'all tapping in. Please like and subscribe.
Let us know in the comments anything that we do need to work on.
Please do.
This is literally our first time ever doing a podcast.
First time.
So let us know what we need to work on.
Yeah. Stay tuned. We're going to share y'all a link for a playlist. The first playlist will be the top 10 songs that we chose from our 2024 list. And we'll show y'all how to access that. And look forward to the different music and just everything else that we'll be putting y'all on to. But we look forward to seeing y'all next time. Please stay tuned.